I'm here with Amy Orsinger, who is a flutist with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra and also a member of the Rhodora Winds, which will be performing on campus here in Davidson in Tyler Tallman Hall Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for a concert. Amy, welcome, and tell us about the Rhodora Winds. Who's in this group?
It's made up of people in the symphony, Drew Devan on clarinet and Hollis Ulacki on the oboe, Josh Hood on bassoon, and Richard Goldfaden on horn.
How is a concert for a wind ensemble a little different experience than perhaps the average classical music concert that folks might go to see? The symphony, a string quartet, and a chamber music concert. What's the experience like? How is it different?
Oh, well, now you're getting into the area that I think is pure magic. The wind quintet, because it's made up of five vastly different types of instruments, unlike a brass quintet or a string quartet, which are basically the same instrument, just in different sizes. The wind quintet is completely different instruments, and that makes the blend of the instruments together, interacting with each other, just so much fun. And for me, playing in a wind quintet is one of my very favorite musical experiences, and we hope to share that with the audience. Some of the color combinations are completely unexpected, and the repertoire that is written for the wind quintet, I think especially some of the stuff we're going to play on Sunday, really shows off the different timbres that can be created by the combinations of instruments. And people, if they haven't been to a wind quintet concert, I think they are in for some fun. I think especially the Iwasen is such an interesting piece, and it really brings you to the mountains and makes you feel like you're breathing fresh air and cold water and a clear sky, and it's a great piece. I think for me that's my favorite piece on the concert.
Tell us again, who is that composer?
Eric Iwasen, and the name of the piece is called Roaring Fork.
Now, here's another name that I recognize, but again, isn't a household name with classical music listeners, Irving Fine. What can you tell me about his Partita for Wind Quintet that you're performing?
This is definitely one of the standards of the wind quintet repertoire. It is definitely showing off the interesting combinations of instruments, and it also takes some fun twists and turns, and there's a little bit of Stravinsky in there, and it shows the wind quintet at its most delicate, which can be difficult with these five instruments, especially containing the horn, and it shows the quintet at its most wild and bombastic, because it goes from both extremes, and he does it beautifully.
How about this? I'm not familiar with Robert Mushinsky. Is that how you say that?
Yes, Mushinsky.
Mushinsky?
Yes.
American also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some great solo repertoire for the flute, definitely, and for the clarinet. It's short movements that kind of come and go quickly, but each one is a very distinct style. It also has some moments in it that are really touching and some surprising moments, too.
And speaking of surprises, one of the names here is sort of surprising to me, the Cuban-born artist Paquito de Rivera, who's best known as a jazz clarinetist and saxophonist. So what's this piece Huapango about?
It is a really fun, make you want to get up and dance kind of a piece that we're throwing in at the end of the concert. It's definitely got some great rhythm and some great instrument combinations to kind of make you feel like you've stepped outside of the wind quintet in its normal form. And we love this piece. It's really fun. I think we'll send the audience out dancing with this one. Definitely jazzy, has some, good Latin rhythm to it.